I called the water manager again, Jim, and said, you know, the kit's here. The instructions are here. It comes with the cooler. This is really how the process needs to take place with it. And when he came up, he goes, we talked to the mayor. We can't really give you those samples. So I contacted the mayor, and he basically told me, you know, private citizens don't have access to raw samples, which was a little bit upsetting for me because I actually sat on the board with my father. And when I resigned, I actually went to the now mayor and asked him to take my seat on the board. So he wouldn't do that. So I took a sample from my house, my mother's house, and then also from the local McDonald's and the dollar store, because I knew they were on two private wells across the other side of the river from St. Gobain.
And are you on the city water?
I am, yes.
And you paid for the sampling yourself?
Correct.
How much did that cost?
That was $450 for the first test.
$450?
Mm-hmm.
And how many tests did you do personally?
We just got the one test, and it came back, and then I brought it to the mayor at that point to give him the results. And, you know, he looked at it, and since it's an unregulated contaminant, it was kind of standing by. There's really not a whole lot they could do at that point in time. And that was in the middle of September. Marcus was there at that meeting as well. And then we continued to push a little bit, and they ended up finding a lab that did the testing in South Bend, Indiana, that this Eurofins lab. They sent out their first sample October 2nd, and I believe they received their kit back on October 16th. You know, that date is pretty easy to remember for me and Dr. Martinez, because he was diagnosed with his neuroendocrine cancer 6 days after the results came back from that test.
Dr. Martinez is with the Healthy Hoosick Water Group.
Correct.
Can you tell me a little bit about that group and how that became involved?
What happened is when me and Marcus really started looking in this together, after I sent him the information, and besides being my doctor, I also have a personal relationship with him, you know, played golf with him for many years with my father as well. So he kind of obliged my request in the beginning to go through the paperwork and look at the studies, as, you know, his father was a doctor in Hoosick Falls for 40 years prior. So they really had a good history of knowing the problems that Hoosick Falls has experienced over the years with seemingly a higher rate of cancer. So with Dr. Martinez, we kind of plugged through the process. It was unfortunate when he got diagnosed. In October, it kind of slowed our push down a little bit for obvious reasons, but we still knew that there was a big issue. So we had a few more meetings with the mayor, and we went to the next two board meetings, even when he was going through chemo. And it really wasn't gaining any headway. We weren't getting anywhere. At that point, we reached out to Dave Engel, environmental lawyer in Albany. And, you know, we kind of gave him the scenario of where we were at with everything. And at that time, he went to a couple meetings. We met with the mayor again. We didn't really still seem to be getting no headway. And without the village backing us as a whole in a community, we couldn't individually approach the board or approach, you know, the situation. So if we were trying to get the water fixed as a whole, so we needed to incorporate at that point in time. And what we formed was the Hoosick Healthy Water. And that's when, you know, Dave kind of started doing the paperwork with what needed to be done for St. Gobain and to go after that approach that way.
So did your group, the Hoosick Healthy Water, go to the EPA?
Dave did. Dave approached Judith. I know that he's had dealings with her in the past with his cases on the PCBs in Waterford. So he had a personal relationship over the years working together. And he approached her with kind of our scenario of, you know, where we were at. And she's familiar with PFOA, as New Jersey is one of the eight states that currently has a regulation on it.
But New York does not?
New York does not at this time.
So now EPA came in just last week and sort of gave the formal announcement, appearing in person to tell people to not drink the water, to not cook with the water. There were announcements up on the village website before that, but when do you think the word got out to everybody in Hoosick Falls about the contamination?
Really when Dave started working with Judith, and I think with her getting involved, sending that letter that she sent in November, I believe, really started to open some eyes at that point in time. The article in the Times Union with Brendan Lyons, that was really a big step for us as well. We really didn't want to go that approach, you know, but it needed to be done as we were getting no headway with the village on our own at that point.
How long was it between when you first detected the chemical PFOA in your water to when the public was notified on the village website?
That would have been 14 months was the time that we first got the first notice of the contamination and the levels that they were at, all over 480 at that point in time.
Did the village, to your knowledge, take any steps in those 14 months to notify the public?
They notified the public that there was a contaminant in the water, yet also giving kind of the indication that the contaminant was there, but it's not at a level high enough that would affect people using the water in the village.
And now EPA is saying don't drink the water at all.
Yes, EPA is fully backed really all of our findings and has really assisted us on moving forward. And really just, the goal has always been to fix the water as a whole for the entire community. There was never any individual efforts or anything like that. It was all about the community as a whole, and that's really why Dr. Martinez was involved in the history that his family's had in Hoosick Falls.
What do you think is going to happen to the village, Justin?
Everybody's scared right now. I think the board is scared as well. I think everybody's been scared really to understand really the magnitude of the contamination that we have, and really how understanding how long has it really been there is one of the questions. And we might never know really how long it's been there, how long we've been drinking the water that we have been. And that's, there's been five owners since those buildings have been run throughout the years. St. Gobain has only been there since, I think, 1999. So the likelihood that they did all the contamination is very slim. It's really likely over the amount of years, it's kind of been a slow contamination for us. It's a tough scenario with everybody being scared. They're more worried about their children and going forward, and how do we deal with our health issues, moving forward.